Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, Pirates baseball fans from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan is on the air as we're talking all things Buccos for the next 2.5 hours. And we couldn't be more excited to get a 2024 Pirates season underway. Season ticket holder event last night went swimmingly, and we are here until 6 o'clock, not necessarily on air. We're going to get to the Pitt basketball game coming up a little bit later on against Louisville, as Jeff Hathorn and Curtis Aiken will have the call. But we'll also have coverage on News Radio KDKA. We have a huge lineup of guests coming up over the next 2.5 hours, so we invite you to stay tuned if you are looking for your baseball fix here. And the snow in the forecast, by the way, that's coming up a little bit later on, we simply urge you to get down here early and not let that deter you, because it's warm, it's cozy, it's a terrific layout here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center as Pirates Fest is back for the first time in a little while here. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic put this thing on hiatus, so it's really just wonderful to be back mingling amongst Pirate fans in what has been always the marquee off-season event. If you'd like to come down to Pirates Fest, the tickets are digital, so just head to pirates.com/Pirates Fest, and you could download a digital ticket. It's free for you to get in. Get it to your mobile device, and it's as simple as that, and we already have an unbelievable crowd starting to stream through the turnstiles. Dan Zhang, really glad to have you along. Coming up next hour, Jack Zawinski, Brian Reynolds, among others. Coming up this hour, General Manager Ben Cherington, the president of the Pirates, Travis Williams, will join us coming up in just a moment. But right off the bat, it's Shelty, Derek Shelton, year number 5, the skipper of the Buccos, who joins us here on site. Shelty, how we doing?
Good morning. Yeah, excited to be here. I think, like you said, it's nice that Pirates Fest is back. You know, I mean, my first year we had it, and then we haven't had it, so excited to be back.
And there just seems to be a good bit of excitement around the team. Mitch Keller was with reporters yesterday, and he mentioned that expectations are through the roof. Now, I'm curious as to what your expectations are. Are they through the roof just like Mitch Keller's are for 24?
Yeah, I think our expectations is we continue to get better, and we've talked about it. I think last year we showed that, you know, there was improvement with, you know, not only the wins, but the amount of small things that young players did to get better. And as we've continued to add to this team this offseason, you know, I think our expectations continue to rise.
So talk to me about, you know, just the offseason in general. First off, how yours went, kind of what the offseason program is for the organization to get the guys that are already in the system, in the organization, better to try to improve to take that next step forward.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing there is just touch points. You know, the one thing we have to continue to realize is we're only halfway through the offseason, which seems weird because we're, you know, about a month away from spring training starting. But it's just making sure after the first month or so of letting guys' bodies kind of recoup, because it is such a long season. And with so many young players, them learning how to get through their first full season in the big leagues. And then now it's the touch points of what they're doing, what bodies look like. Their guys are starting to hit. They're starting to get off the mound and do their throwing, just to make sure that you know, we know what the things that we talked about when we left and where guys are at with those working points.
And how important is it? Can you kind of lay that out for fans? Because this is the time when Mitch Keller gets in the lab and he plays around with grips. He gets on the edgetronic cameras, and then all of a sudden, abracadabra sweeper. Maybe Key Brian Hayes continues to tinker with that swing, or all those adjustments that are made that you might not be able to implement mid-year. Isn't that when this is the time?
I think that's a great point. I think that is the great point about it is during the season, the adjustments are smaller because of the fact that there's a game going on and there's numbers involved, whether it's their own personal numbers or, more importantly, wins and losses. This is the time of the year that they can get in with as much technology as we have now and, like you said, tinker with things. I can put my hands here. I can put the grip here. I can do things and then see how it reacts for 3 or 4 days and then be able to be like, nah, that's not it, you know, and be able to adjust. So this is really an important time of the year to be able to make those adjustments, to be able to, you know, try different things. And then as we get into spring training, there's still that opportunity to do that, but you have a better, more kind of finite idea of what you're going to do.
Who's making those adjustments? Who excites you when you get those reports and when you look at some of the metrics, whether it's pitch development or pitch creation, if you will, or maybe some of the video that, you know, Andy Hange hitting instructor, the whole group is getting back and say, hey, I did this and my barrel percent. All of those reports and metrics that are coming back as guys work in the lab, can you share with us maybe who has made some big adjustments, whether that be pitch development or maybe in their swing?
Well, I think, you know, Jack continues to do that. I think.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We continue to see his development, not only as a guy that can hit the ball in the Allegheny, which we like a lot, but, you know, later in the year we saw it with the swing and miss go down and the ability to put the ball in play. Triolo, really, after he came back from Indy last year, the second half, continuing to build off that. So, I mean, those are two guys on that side. Pitching-wise, we're still in the very early stages because guys are one bullpen or two bullpens in. I think probably as we get to the mid part of January, we'll have a better idea of the different things that we think, you know, we're going to be able to see in that regard.
We are live at Pirates Fest 2024 at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It is free. We invite you to come down and join us here until 6 o'clock, pirates.com/piratesfest. If you'd like to get your digital ticket, again, it's free. Come on down here. Sheltie, what do you believe it will take – to take the next step? Because a lot of the conversation here with the Pirates' big improvement from 22 into 23 in win total, and then you see the Miami Marlins with a negative run differential get into the postseason. You see the Arizona Diamondbacks with their 84 wins get all the way to the World Series. Is that sort of the mid-80s? Like, that's kind of where you need to be in play, to be having meaningful baseball games played in September?
Yeah, I think we've seen that over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, that's the number. And, excuse me, the Diamondbacks proved it with 84. You know, it doesn't matter. It's once you get in, how it goes from there. The first part of your question, I think, is the most important part. It's health. It starts with health. Mm-hmm. You know, what's to say if we stay healthy last year coming out of spring training? I mean, we lose Brubaker, we lose O'Neill a couple Cruz, games sure. in, we lose G-Man Choi, you know, after a really good start in. So I think health is the number one component. And then number two is trying to build as much depth as possible to be able to fill if you don't stay healthy.
Well, let me ask you, because it's not a hypothetical question, and I'm not going to ask you to put numbers and quantify expectations for this year, because that just, you know, you paint yourself in a corner. Nobody wants to do that. But you have very sophisticated and pretty darn near accurate projection systems, and you're able to run all sorts of scenarios in-house. You just mentioned the health, and a lot of fans have played that what-if game. If Brubaker was healthy, if Cruz was healthy, if Choi was healthy, what would have been in 2023? You know that answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have seen more of an improvement than we already did, and we saw an improvement in that regard.
Would you have been an 80-win team?
I, you know, like your point, I don't know if we can live in the hypotheticals there. It's fun to dream in that.
But
you know,
that was in the past.
Especially with O'Neill.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest one with the adjustments that we saw him make in the wintertime that you highlighted at the beginning. You know, that's the one you sit back and think, like, you know, what could have happened? The most important thing for me is O'Neill is healthy now. And, you know, we're expecting him, you know, to start the season as our shortstop. So those are the things that that I think we need to focus on.
So you weren't there in the offseason pounding your bourbon glass on the desk saying, if we had this, if we had this, if we had this, we would have been this, that, or the other thing.
I think we're all smart enough to know that there was probably nights that I did that, not only during the season, but in the offseason.
Well,
was able to do that a little bit.
Well, you were probably raising the glass with a bit more frequency when you got the news of Johan Oviedo and Andy Rodriguez, right? Both.
Yeah.
Are really significant pieces for the here and now and the very distant future. Let's not pull punches. Those are massive blows to your rotation, and obviously somebody who was in all likelihood going to get the lion's share of reps as catcher. How do you move forward there?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing in terms of Oviedo, you know, we've added two starting pitchers in Perez and Gonzalez, which is really important for us. We've seen steps forward with some of our younger guys, but it is a large blow. I mean, this is a guy that took a major step forward last year, and you know, we have to now dominate his rehab. We have to dominate the ability for him to come back and be strong, you know, in 25 when he's healthy. And in Indy's case, you know, pretty much the same thing. Is we have to kind of move forward off it and kind of build. The one thing I will go back to is they both now have, you know, a kind of encyclopedia of being able to have a year in the big leagues and kind of build off it. You know, it wasn't before they've gotten to the big leagues, and they're both still young. So I think the domination of the rehab is probably the most important thing.
As far as winter ball and off-season work, and you know how Oviedo's case there that wasn't in play, but as far as Andy Rodriguez is concerned, do you look at winter ball differently? Do we value the risk reward of winter ball? Because I know anybody can play Monday morning quarterback, and woulda, coulda, shoulda. Andy's injury to his elbow in Triple-A, right? Do you find yourself sort of playing that game a little bit?
I think it's easy to play that game. I do think winter ball has a ton of value.
Okay.
We've seen, you know, not only with Latin players, but American players that have gone down there, just the atmosphere that's in winter ball you cannot create anywhere else.
Sure.
So it is really important. And, you know, it's the Pirates aren't the only team. I mean, I think we're seeing, you know, especially now later in the winter ball season, we're seeing guys that are superstars, guys that have won MVPs, that are playing winter ball. So it's really important culturally for these guys to play for their countries. So there is a risk reward to it. You know, I think the benefit if you know, we could play the what if Indy wouldn't have got hurt, the 100 at bats that he would have got down there would have made him better coming into this season. So there is the risk reward with that. We have to take it all at all times.
Derek Shelton is with us. Pirates Fest. We're live on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Dan Zang, really glad to have you on the air until 11:30. Now with Indy Rodriguez out of play for the year, as we sit here today, is Henry Davis penciled in to get the lion's share of reps as your starting catcher?
I think he's in the competition to start. You know, I mean, I think we view him as a catcher. We're preparing this winter. He's preparing. He's working really hard. It was one of those things that we brought him to the big leagues last year because his bat, you know, in AAA kind of pushed us there. And at the time we had Hedgie, and we were really valuing, you know, the defensive aspect that Hedgie brought. But we view Henry as a catcher, and he's working to catch. You know, to pencil anybody in with the exception of three or four spots, we're not going to do that January the 7th or 8th. But, you know, he's right in the heart of that competition, and we're excited about it.
Let's talk about those three or four spots that are in Penn, and let's talk about some of the newer acquisitions to the Pirates organization, one becoming official yesterday, and we'll discuss that with the Pirates manager, Derek Shelton, when we come back live from Pirates Fest 2024 at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. We invite you to stay tuned. Better yet, we invite you to join us. You can get your digital tickets at pirates.com/piratesfest. I'm Dan Zang, really with the Bucco Skipper. We're back in just a moment on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And welcome back, Pirates Fest 2024, live at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Dan Zang, really glad to have you along. We've got a great lineup of guests here on the air until 11:30. Then it's Pitt basketball. Next hour, Jack Zawinski, Brian Reynolds, among others. Later on this hour, the president of the Pirates, Travis Williams, will join us. Ben Charrington, Bucco general manager, here in just a moment. But right now, we continue our conversation with Pirates skipper Derek Shelton. We're talking about some of the injuries sustained to Johan Oviedo, Indy Rodriguez in particular. As far as some of the imports, right, this past offseason, let's first start with this, Shelty. Is it still early in the offseason with respect to being able to add, have conversations? I know Pirate fans have felt, and while there have been additions, three in particular, which we're going to talk about, that maybe they were expecting, I don't know what the expectations were, an onslaught of signings and a spending spree, if you will, which really I'm not sure is realistic. But I do ask if, you know, if the team is done yet.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and Ben will probably talk about that more when you have him on. But I do think the one thing that Ben will probably say, and it's very true, is we're halfway through the offseason. And, you know, there are a lot of free agents still available. We are talking daily with people, whether it's, you know, via the trade or via free agency. I do think it's a little different market this year with the fact that there's still a lot of big-name players out there on January 8th. And I think as we see the market bear out, sometimes – you know, those guys have to sign before the rest of the market clears out. But I'm really excited. You know, you did highlight we have made, you know, three really primary additions to our group that are really important.
Let's talk about those.
Yeah, well, the fact, I think, number one, you know, we've had success with left-handed pitchers that we've brought in, you know, since we've been here. We brought in Marco via the trade. We just signed Martin yesterday. That's really important, not only for our ballpark, but for our team. I mean, we're talking about Perez, a guy that puts the ball on the ground a ton. He's going to see a lot of right-handed lineups. I think any Pirate fan would be excited if we hit every ground ball to Key Brian Hayes, because he's the best defender on the planet. So we brought a guy in that in Martin that fits the skill set of our club, which is really important. So we've added to where we definitely kind of had a weakness near the end of the year in starting pitching. So I think Pirates fans should be excited that we've added, you know, two starters to that mix, because it's something that we needed to do, we talked about doing. And then adding Rowdy Tellez, a guy that has been in our division. And more importantly, as we were kind of talking about off the air, add some protection to Reynolds and Hayes and Kutch and Swinski, because he's a guy that can hit the ball in the seats, and that's really important as we continue to lengthen out our lineup.
With the loss of Oviedo, but you've added a couple of starting pitchers, do you have enough depth to navigate 162? You need 10, right? Is that the number? I mean, that's kind of my number.
Yeah.
You need 10 capable, competent, not top end of the
stars, guys that have won MVPs that are playing winter ball. So it's really important culturally for these guys to play for their countries. So there is a risk reward to it. You know, I think the benefit, if you know, we could play the what if Indy wouldn't have got hurt, the 100 at bats that he would have got down there would have made him better coming into this season. So there is the risk reward with that. We have to take it all at all times.
Derek Shelton is with us. Pirates Fest. We're live on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Dan Zhang, really glad to have you on the air until 11:30. Now with Indy Rodriguez out of play for the year, as we sit here today, is Henry Davis penciled in to get the lion's share of reps as your starting catcher?
I think he's in the competition to start. You know, I mean, I think we view him as a catcher. We're preparing this winter. He's preparing. He's working really hard. It was one of those things that we brought him to the big leagues last year because his bat, you know, in AAA kind of pushed us there. And at the time we had Hedgie, and we were really valuing, you know, the defensive aspect that Hedgie brought. But we view Henry as a catcher, and he's working to catch. You know, to pencil anybody in with the exception of three or four spots, we're not going to do that January the 7th or 8th. But, you know, he's right in the heart of that competition, and we're excited about it.
Let's talk about those three or four spots that are in pen, and let's talk about some of the newer acquisitions to the Pirates organization, one becoming official yesterday, and we'll discuss that with the Pirates manager, Derek Shelton, when we come back live from Pirates Fest 2024 at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. We invite you to stay tuned. Better yet, we invite you to join us. You can get your digital tickets at pirates.com/piratesfest. I'm Dan Zhang, really with the Bucco Skipper. We're back in just a moment on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And welcome back, Pirates Fest 2024, live at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Dan Zhang, really glad to have you along. We've got a great lineup of guests here on the air until 11:30. Then it's Pitt basketball. Next hour, Jack Suwinski, Brian Reynolds, among others. Later on this hour, the president of the Pirates, Travis Williams, will join us. Ben Charrington, Bucco general manager, here in just a moment. But right now, we continue our conversation with Pirate skipper Derek Shelton. We're talking about some of the injuries sustained to Johan Oviedo, Indy Rodriguez in particular. As far as some of the imports, right, this past offseason, let's first start with this, Shelty. Is it still early in the offseason with respect to being able to add, have conversations? I know Pirate fans have felt, and while there have been additions, three in particular, which we're going to talk about, that maybe they were expecting, I don't know what the expectations were, an onslaught of signings and a spending spree, if you will, which really I'm not sure is realistic. But I do ask if the team is done yet.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and Ben will probably talk about that more when you have him on. But I do think the one thing that Ben will probably say, and it's very true, is we're halfway through the offseason. And, you know, there are a lot of free agents still available. We are talking daily with people, whether it's, via the trade or via free agency. I do think it's a little different market this year with the fact that there's still a lot of big-name players out there on January 8th. And I think as we see the market bear out, sometimes – you know, those guys have to sign before the rest of the market clears out. But I'm really excited. You know, you did highlight we have made, you know, three really primary additions to our group that are really important.
Let's talk about those.
Yeah, well, the fact, I think, number one, you know, we've had success with left-handed pitchers that we've brought in, you know, since we've been here. We brought in Marco via the trade. We just signed Martin yesterday. That's really important, not only for our ballpark, but for our team. I mean, we're talking about Perez, a guy that puts the ball on the ground a ton. He's going to see a lot of right-handed lineups. I think any Pirate fan would be excited if we hit every ground ball to keep Ryan Hayes because he's the best defender on the planet. So we brought a guy in that Martin that fits the skill set of our club, which is really important. So we've added to where we definitely kind of had a weakness near the end of the year in starting pitching. So I think Pirates fans should be excited that we've added, you know, two starters to that mix because it's something that we needed to do. We talked about doing. And then adding Rowdy Tellez, a guy that has been in our division. And more importantly, as we were kind of talking about off the air, add some protection to Reynolds and Hayes and Kutch and Swinski because he's a guy that can hit the ball in the seats. And that's really important as we continue to lengthen out our lineup.
With the loss of Oviedo, but you've added a couple of starting pitchers, do you have enough depth to navigate 162? You need 10, right? Is that the number? I mean, that's kind of my number.
Yeah.
You need 10, capable, competent, not top end of the rotation guys, but somebody that can come up here 4 or 5 innings and you know, keep things respectable in certain situations. Do you have 10 competent, capable major league starters to navigate the rigors of 162?
Yeah, I think that's probably an area we still need to build off of, whether it's guys internally taking steps forward or continuing to add. You can never have enough pitching. You know, 10, I would agree 10 is probably the number that you would like to highlight. Now, some of that 10 are guys that are in our system that may not be ready in April, May, maybe even June, but are ready in July. So they count. You know, part of that goes back to what happens in the first couple months in making sure that you stay healthy. I do think in the starting pitching space, that is something that we will continue to explore and try to continue to build that depth. Now, the other thing, and I think we proved that we could do a pretty good job of being creative like we were throughout September, is maybe we fill those innings in different ways. Like you said, maybe it is a 4-inning start and not a 6-inning start. So we will continue to explore that. But building depth in our starting pitching or in our pitching group is something that we will continue to focus on.
Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, with us live at Pirates Fest 2024. You mentioned Rowdy Tellez. Can he play first base? Will he play first base? If so, how much so?
Yeah, he will play first base. We have highlighted that. I think one of the things before we signed Rowdy was we got eyes on him. Andy Haynes went down, spent some time with him. Andy had him in Milwaukee.
Yep.
You know, he was in Toronto when I was in Toronto for a year. You know, he had a really kind of freak, gruesome injury last year where he caught his finger in the net during BP and sliced it open.
Ooh.
I actually saw it last year one of the times we played the Brewers. I mean, it was nasty and, you know, kind of a freak thing. So we wanted to make sure that he was in a good spot. His body's in a good spot, you know, compared to the end of last year. He's really focused on training differently. So I do think that is a place that is really going to help us. And he moves around. He's a big man, but he moves around the bag really well, which is going to be important for us with the group of infielders that we have.
Andrew McCutchen, is he capable of playing the outfield?
I think that's something that we'll find out near the end of his rehab. We would like that, you know, and I know he likes being in the outfield. He likes being on the field. Last year, the injuries just kind of prevented. We kind of, you know, hoped that he would be out there a little more than he was. The biggest two components is, number one, Andrew McCutchen is a Pirate,
yeah,
which I think we all wanted. And then number two, if you were here last night, he's walking around without a limp. He's walking around. He's starting to do his movement stuff. That's really important. So, you know, Kutch being healthy, Kutch being a Pirate, number one, is the most important thing. Very close 1A is him being healthy. And then I think once we get into spring training, the start of the season, we'll be able to determine, you know, where it's going to be.
As far as moving around is concerned, O'Neill Cruz, is he back to the place? And is he moving around as effectively as he was, because you're able to measure every one of those steps down to the millimeter, is he moving around with the same twitch biomechanically than he was pre-injury?
Yeah, he's unrestricted. And that is in no way dodging it. Like, so he played in Dominican Instructional League games. And I think I said at the winter meetings, the highlight of my morning every day was getting those videos and watching him move and watching the smile on his face.
But you're measuring all that, right?
Right. We were measuring all that. Now, what we're really going to be able to measure is once we get to game speed. You know, this is still in a Dominican Instructional League game where, you know, the intensity is not the same as it is as a Major League spring training game, Major League regular season game. We think he's very close to that, and he's healthy. But so we don't think there's going to be any restrictions of him moving forward in 2024.
And when does that all begin, the high-intensity stuff? I mean, or is he shut down? I mean, what's his schedule? I mean, is he going to pack it in until spring training, or there's still
he's working. He's going through – he's doing his physical therapy. I mean, you know, half our group at some point is probably in physical therapy.
I'm talking about the game speed, the explosion stuff you're looking for.
The explosion stuff we are replicating in terms of his drill work. We're never going to be able to replicate that game speed.
So that's not going to come until
spring training.
Okay, I just wanted to –
Yeah, that will be in spring training. Just like anybody coming off an injury, that will be where it's at. But, you know, we're fully expecting him to be a healthy player in 24.
What were the delays and why was the progress kind of slowed? Because – and I understand it's hard to – anticipate how things are going to go through a process, but we were anticipating, hoping late September. That obviously never came, and it sounds like, for all intents and purposes, and I don't mean to paint this in a negative light, but behind schedule. I'm curious as to what threw that schedule off, perhaps.
I think there's two components. It's number one, you know, you're kind of playing a crapshoot when you put a timetable on it, and everybody wants a timetable on things when guys get hurt. So, and it's not really setbacks. It's just the fact of how people heal, and you're never going to know that. And then the second thing with O'Neal is it was such a weird freak baseball injury. You know, the fact that it happened on a play at the plate and how, you know, the bone broke. Like, I don't think anybody knew, because you don't see that injury in a baseball player. Yeah. It's more of a football injury or a basketball injury. And then the other thing, which is a great thing about O'Neal Cruz, is, and I say this lovingly, but he's a freak. I mean, he's 6'7". He's a large man. So that's the baseball, or that's the basketball injury where, you know, they can simulate coming back, the things that he's going to have to do. It's harder in baseball because of the cuts, because of getting out of the box, because of moving laterally, that was different. So it really wasn't so much setbacks. It was kind of a unicorn injury for
a unicorn player.
I like saying a unicorn player.
Shelty, thank you. This was fun. Let's do it here more often, and we look forward to 24. I know everybody's excited, and I think they have good reason to be, and go get them. We're looking forward to it.
All right, thank you for having me on, and thank you for coming out to Pirates Fest.
Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, joining us here from Pirates Fest 2024. Coming up next, the general manager of the Buccos, Ben Cherington. I'm Dan Zhang. Really, we're back in just a moment on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Be a good job of being creative like we were throughout September is maybe we fill those innings in different ways. Like you said, maybe it is a four-inning start and not a six-inning start. So we will continue to explore that. But building depth in our starting pitching or in our pitching group is something that we will continue to focus on.
Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, with us live at Pirates Fest 2024. You mentioned Rowdy Tellez. Can he play first base? Will he play first base? If so, how much so?
Yeah, he will play first base. We have highlighted that. I think one of the things before we signed Rowdy was we got eyes on him. Andy Haynes went down, spent some time with him. Andy had him in Milwaukee.
Yep.
You know, he was in Toronto when I was in Toronto for a year. You know, he had a really kind of freak, gruesome injury last year where he caught his finger in the net during BP and sliced it open. Ooh. I actually saw it last year, one of the times we played the Brewers. I mean, it was nasty and, you know, kind of a freak thing. So we wanted to make sure that he was in a good spot. His body's in a good spot, you know, compared to the end of last year. He's really focused on training differently. So I do think that is a place that is really going to help us. And he moves around. He's a big man, but he moves around the bag really well, which is going to be important for us with the group of infielders that we have.
Andrew McCutchen, is he capable of playing the outfield?
I think that's something that we'll find out near the end of his rehab. We would like that, you know, and I know he likes being in the outfield. He likes being on the field. Last year, the injuries just kind of prevented. We kind of, you know, hoped that he would be out there a little more than he was. The biggest two components is, number one, Andrew McCutchen is a Pirate,
yeah,
which I think we all wanted. And then number two, if you were here last night, he's walking around without a limp. He's walking around. He's starting to do his movement stuff. That's really important. So, you know, Kutch being healthy, Kutch being a Pirate, number one, is the most important thing. very close 1A is him being healthy, and then I think once we get into spring training, the start of the season, we'll be able to determine, you know, where it's going to be.
As far as moving around is concerned, O'Neill Cruz, is he back to the place, and is he moving around as effectively as he was? Because you're able to measure every one of those steps down to the millimeter. Is he moving around with the same twitch biomechanically than he was pre-injury?
Yeah, he's unrestricted. And that is in no way dodging it. Like, so he played in Dominican Instructional League games. And I think I said at the winter meetings, the highlight of my morning every day was getting those videos and watching him move and watching the smile on his face. But you're
measuring all that, right?
Right, we're measuring all that. Now, what we're really going to be able to measure is once we get to game speed. You know, this is still in a Dominican Instructional League game where, you know, the intensity is not the same as it is as a Major League spring training game, Major League regular season game. We think he's very close to that, and he's healthy. But so we don't think there's going to be any restrictions of him moving forward in 2024.
And when does that all begin, the high-intensity stuff? I mean, is he shut down? I mean, what's his schedule? I mean, is he going to pack it in until spring training, or there's still
he's working.
Mentioned?
He's going through – he's doing his physical therapy. I mean, you know, half our group at some point is probably in physical therapy.
I'm talking about the game speed, the explosion stuff
we are replicating in terms of his drill work. We're never going to be able to replicate that game speed.
So that's not going to come until
spring training.
Okay, I just wanted to
That will be in spring training. Just like anybody coming off an injury, that will be where it's at. But, you know, we're fully expecting him to be a healthy player in 24.
What were the delays and why was the progress kind of slowed? Because, and I understand it's hard to – anticipate how things are going to go through a process, but we were anticipating, hoping late September. That obviously never came, and it sounds like, for all intents and purposes, and I don't mean to paint this in a negative light, but behind schedule. I'm curious as to what threw that schedule off, perhaps.
Yeah, I think there's two components. It's number one, you know, you're kind of playing a crapshoot when you put a timetable on it, and everybody wants a timetable on things when guys get hurt. So, and it's not really setbacks. It's just the fact of how people heal, and you're never going to know that. And then the second thing with O'Neill's, it was such a weird freak baseball injury. You know, the fact that it happened on a play at the plate, and how, you know, the bone broke. Like, I don't think anybody knew, because you don't see that injury in a baseball player. It's more of a football injury or a basketball injury. And then the other thing, which is a great thing about O'Neill Cruz, is, and I say this lovingly, but he's a freak. I mean, he's 6'7". He's a large man. So that's the baseball, or that's the basketball injury where, you know, they can simulate coming back, the things that he's going to have to do. It's harder in baseball because of the cuts, because of getting out of the box, because of moving laterally, that was different. So it really wasn't so much setbacks. It was just – it was kind of a unicorn injury for
– A unicorn player.
I like saying a unicorn player.
Shelty, thank you. This was fun. Let's do it here more often, and we look forward to 24. I know everybody's excited, and I think they have good reason to be, and go get them. We're looking forward to it.
All right, thank you for having me on, and thank you for coming out to Pirates Fest.
Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, joining us here from Pirates Fest 2024. Coming up next, the general manager of the Buccos, Ben Cherington. I'm Dan Zhang. Really, we're back in just a moment on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.